Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilo Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
This shiur is on Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara begins with a memra, Omer Rabba, Omer Rav Huna, Mecholi Be'elu. If one is buying a chayfetz, and instead of setting up a set price for the chayfetz, he tells the one selling it, Mecholi Be'elu, I'm holding a pile of money, let's exchange this pile of money for this chayfetz without setting a specific price, without being makpid on a specific amount of money that the chayfetz is going to cost. And Rabbi Rav Huna says that if one makes such a sale, mecholi be'elu, without being makpid on the money, it's kana v'yeshloi ala v'ayna. He is kind of the chayfetz, but there are halachas of v'ayna in such an exchange. And the Gemara explains, kana afagav le mashach, he's kind even without a meshicha, because being that he's not makpid on the amount of money he's paying, they're just exchanging the pile of money for the chayfetz, ki chalipin dami, it has halacha v'chalipin, and the kinyan is made right away, and one is not required to make a meshicha in order to be kind of the chayfetz. But still there's a halacha v'ayna, the mechor li be'elu kamar, being that he says mechor li be'elu, he said a lashon mecher, therefore it still has the dinam of v'ayna, and we don't say it's like a chalipin, which would not have a dinam of v'ayna. Rabbi Abba Omer Huna is chaylik on Rabbi Omer Huna, and if Abba Omer Huna says mechor li be'elu is kana, that if one makes an exchange, mechor li, sell me the chayfetz for a pile of money without being makpid on the price, he is kana also, because we consider it a chalipin. The Eilel El Avayna, there is no dinam Avayna, being that we consider this a chalip, and there are no halachas Avayna. There are two shittas in the Rishonim in explaining this Gemara, that Mecholi Be'elu, being that it's a chalip, and there should not be Avayna, and it's only because he used the Lashon Mecher, according to one man the Yomar, there is Avayna, and according to the other man the Yomar, even though he used the Lashon of Mecher, still there is no dinam Avayna. The Shittu Mekubetzes brings from the Tshuva Sarif, that he's Medayik from this Gemara, that any time one is using a kinyan of chalipin, there are no halachas of ayna. The dinim of ayna are only on a regular mecher when one is paying with mois. When one is using the kinyan of chalipin, there are no dinim of ayna, and one does not mukhiv to machse the ayna if he overcharged or undercharged for the exchange that they are making in a kinyan of a chalipin. One cannot go back and be teveh ayna osay, be teveh the amount of money that one overcharged for the chayfetz. Similarly, the Shittu Mekubetzes brings from the Rima Gash, a Talmud of the Rif, that Misha Hechlev Schayra B'Schayra, one who exchanging Schayra for Schayra, Mibli Lahosim Leiv Kama Shava, without paying attention to the amount that it's worth, Ein Bo Yoyno, it does not have the dinam of Yoyno, being that by the Kinyan of Chalipin, when one is using the Kinyan of Chalipin, there are no halachas of Yoyno. The Ritva in our Sugya brings Yesh Misha Reitzim Leima, there are those that learn from our Sugya, referring to the Chuvas Arif, that when one uses the Kinyan of Chalipin, there are no dinam of Yoyno. And the Ritva brings two possible svaras to this, why when one uses the kinyan of chalipin, there are no dinam avayna. The first svar the Ritva brings is, ulai he's ratza b'kli zeh. Could be he wants dafka the kli is receiving, and he's willing to give even more than the value of the keli in order to receive this keli. And the Ritva asks on this svar, that why should we assume that he's ratza b'kli zeh? He wants dafka this keli that they are exchanging, and he's willing to pay more for it. Atu b'shuftani askinan, are we dealing with people who are foolish, who pay more than the value of a chayfetz in order to receive the chayfetz? The second svara the Ritva brings is, maybe you would say the lashon of the pasuk when by the dinam of ayna is v'chisimku memkala misacha, uses the lashon of mecher, so mecher amar achmana v'loi chalipin, maybe dafka mecher and not a chalipin. So the Ritva, that can't be, because imkain sudar nami, imkain it should be also by a sudar, even if one is just using the kinyan of chalipin, also there should not be a din of ayna, and we will explain later on what the Ritva means when he says imkain sudar nami. So the Ritva, being that these two svaras are not svaras not to have the dinam of Ayna, therefore the Ritva is chaylik on the Rif, and he holds that by the kinyan of chalipin also one has the dinam of Ayna, and one is mechuyev to lachse Ayna also, he can be teveh back to Ayna that he overpaid, and force the one who the ma'anet to repay this that he overcharged for the chayfetz. So the Ritva, this that in our sugya, mecholi be'elu is kone v'yesh lo elav Ayna, only because he used the lashon of mecher, and the second man, the Yomar, holds that mecholi be'elu is kone, the ein lo elav Ayna, there are no dinam of Ayna, is being that they said mecholi be'elu. He said a lashon of, without being makbid on the amount they are exchanging, we could assume a mechila, and therefore we assume that they are being meichel the dinam of Ayna, and me'ele ein lo elav Ayna, because we assume that the nis'an is meichel this, that he was paying more than the value of the chayfetz. But avada, in a regular case, when one is using the kinyan of chalipin, there will be the isra Ayna, and there will be a din that he could be teveh Ayna osay, he could be re-teveh the ma'ana, the amount that he overcharged for the chayfetz. These two svaras that the Ritva mentioned in being mazbe the Rif, why by chalipin there will not be the dinam of Ayna, lecha'ira is a machlikas of Rishonim in explaining the Rif. The Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Yod Gimel Milchus Mechira, machlif kelim be kelim, one who is exchanging kelim for kelim, by behema be behema, afilu machat besharin, Even two sheep for a horse, two things are not similar to each other. They are making an exchange, a tle for a sus, a machat for sharin, or a behema for a behema. There are no dinim of aino. This is the sheet of the rift. And when one is being machlif, there are no alochas of aino. We assume when they're exchanging is he wants the machat more than the sharon. He wants the keli he's receiving more than the keli is giving up. So we see from the Rambam is explaining the shita sarif, the reason why by Khalip and there is no I know is the svara, being that they're exchanging kelim, and we say he wants more the keli he's receiving, even though it's less in value, he prefers this keli over the keli he's giving up. In such a case, there are no dinim of aino. Dinim of aino only when one is paying money for the chayfetz. When one is paying for the value of the chayfetz, then we have the halachas of aino. When two people are exchanging without being makban on the value, they are exchanging the chayfetz, and we assume there's a svara zareitza b'machat yesim and asharin, and therefore there are no halachas of aino. The Kesef Mishnah, in being mefarish this Rambam, he brings a Tamidei Rashba. The Talmidei Rashba explained this, that by Chalipin, there are no dinim of aino, one cannot be tevei aino. Also, it's because mecher amra achmona v'lei Chalipin. The lashon of the pasuk by the issa of aino is v'chisimku memka mecher amra achmona, Chalipin is not a mecher. Therefore, zok the Talmidei Rashba, the rift holds Chalipin does not have a dinim of aino because it's nismait from the pasuk. The pasuk says there's only dinim of aino by a mecher and not by Chalipin, and therefore it's exeris akosiv that when one uses the kinyan of Chalipin, there are no dinim of aino. Akoponim yevam machlikis of Rishayim. I don't understand our Gemara. The Rif explains our Gemara that by the kinyan of Chalipin there is no dinim of aino. One cannot be chayzer and tevei and asoi. And the shita of the Ritva is that there is the dinim of aino even by the kinyan of Chalipin. And the pshat in our Gemara by mecholi be'elu the man yamar that holds ein lo elav aino is because we assume a mechila, being that they were not makban on the value, we assume a mechila. And we said two pshatim for the shita of the Rif that by kinyan of Chalipin there are no dinim of aino. One shot is lashon of the Rambam zareitza b'machat yesim in Ashorin, that he prefers the keli he's receiving, being that they were not makben on value and they exchanged the keli, and we assume he prefers this keli over the keli he's giving up, and therefore there are no dinim of aino. And the second shot was the Talmidei Rashba that it's exeris akosin mecham rachmana v'loi chalipin, that dafka by mechira there are dinim of aino and not by chalipin. There can be an afkamina between these two reasons, which is the reason for the svar of the rift. The Ksais Achoshin and Simin Kuvzadi Hesiv Katan Aleph asks Akasha on the Gemara and Bechiris. The Gemara and Bechiris is discussing the Kinyanim that work for a guy, which Kinyanim could a guy use in order to be kind of a Chayfetz. And the Gemara makes a drosh of it from a guy to a Yid, Ma'am Isecha Bechoda, just like a Yid only has one Kinyan, Af Akum Bechoda, so to a guy only has one Kinyan. In fact, the Ksais Achoshin, why is it that we assume by Yisrael there's only one Kinyan? Even though according to Rabbi Yochanan, Mois kindness and the Kinyan by Yid is Mois, and according to Reish Lakish, Meshicha kainim and Atayri, the Kinyan by Yid is Meshicha, but Mikamakim, there's a second Kinyan that works for Yisrael. There's a Kinyan of Chalipin, that by Yid there's such a Kinyan that one can be kind of Chafetim with the Kinyan of Chalipin. So how can we say, Ma Misecha Bechada, that by Yid there's only one Kinyan? L'chari by Yid also there's two Kinyanim, either Mois and Chalipin or Meshicha and Chalipin. Zaktik Tzais, Lefidus, Chuvus, Arif, it's good. Being that the Rif says that by Chalipin there is no Issa of Aino, the Gemara's Joshua is the Pasik by Aino, the Gemara Dashin's Vichisimku, Memka la Misecho, Ekonom Yad Amisecho, the Gemara is being Makish, the Pasik of Aino, from a Yid to a Goy. And by the Pasik of Aino, Chalipin is not included, being that the Rif holds Mecher Am Rachman of Ulei Chalipin, that it's Dafka by a Mecher, there's an Issa of Aino, by a Kinyan of Chalipin, there is no Issa of Aino. So the Kinyan we are referring to in the Pasuk by the Issa of Aino is only a Chodah. We're only referring to the Kinyan either according to Yechon and Mois and according to Reish Lakish Meshicha. We are not discussing in this Pasuk Bechlal the Kinyan of Chalipin. Therefore, Zok Tiksois, the Gemara can dash in Ma'am Yisecha Bechodah because Chalipin is not included in this Pasuk of Yisimku Memka La'am Yisecha. It's Mevuah from the Ksois Achoshin that the Ksois is understanding this that the Rif says that Chalipin does not have the Issa Aino is not only referring to a Chalipin of Shavah B'Shavah when the entire exchange is the being machlef a keli for a keli. The Rif is also referring to when one is selling an object and one is doing a regular sale and selling the chayfetz to his friend, only the kinyan they are using to create the kinyan is the kinyan of Chalipin. When a person wants to sell a chayfetz to his friend, he can make the kinyan of Chalipin to be machne the keli he is selling to his friend, and now his friend will own the money for the chayfetz. They are not making the entire exchange, just exchanging two objects without any other money involved. They are making a sale. He wants to give him a chayfetz, and he's going to be mechayev himself to pay him back for the chayfetz. The kinyan they are using is the kinyan of Chalipin. And in such a case, by Yid, there's a second type of kinyan. Not only he has the kinyan of Meshicha and the kinyan of Mois, a Yid also has the kinyan of Chalipin. And still the Ktzoy Sachoshin is saying that this is not being included in the Pasuk of a Chisimku, Memka, La, Misecha, Lefi, the Chuvus, Arif. This is also in the smite from the pasuk Mechra Machmana Vulei Chalipin, that afilu when one is using a kinyan of Chalipin, when the kinyan he is making is the kinyan of Chalipin, and then he's going to pay the money later, that also is in the smite from the pasuk Vichisimku Memkal Amisecha, and there would not be any Yisum of Aino being that he's using the kinyan of Chalipin. And the Chayvin, Svar, this is difficult to understand. If one is selling a Chayfetz, he's selling an Arbehema that he has for $100. And the buyer is paying the money at a later time, he's going to pay the money. The kinyan they are using is the kinyan of Chalipin. It's difficult to understand why in such a case there should not be a din of Aino. It's a regular sale. The only thing they're using the Chalipin for is to create the Maisa kinyan, but Be'emes he's selling the behema for the money. And in such a case, it's difficult to understand why there should not be an Issa of Aino. According to the Ktzais, we would have to say this, that there's no Issa of Aino in such a case, and there are no dinim of Aino to be Chayzer v'Tavei, and also it's a Gzeres HaKosov. The pasuk says Mechar Ma'achmana V'Lei Chalipin. It's a Gzeres HaKosov. When one uses the kinyan of Chalipin, there are no dinim of Aino, and one cannot be Chayzer v'Tavei Aino Osei. The Zichron Shmuel in Simen Mem Zayin is Chaylik on the Ktzois, and it's Mashma like the Zichron Shmuel in the Pnei Yeshua and our Sugya, and they understand the Rif is not referring to all cases of the kinyan of Chalipin. We just be makdim the Shitas of Beinu Tam brought in traces on Daf Mem Vav and Amud Beis is that even according to Rav Nachman, who holds that one needs a keli for the kinyan of Chalipin, Beinu Tam is mechalik. There are two types of kinyan Chalipin. There is a kinyan Chalipin when one is creating the kinyan with the Chalipin, but that is not the entire exchange. They're just the Maisa kinyan is the Suda. He's giving a Suda to be kind of the keli, and really afterwards he's going to pay him the money. The Suda is just the Maisa kinyan to be kind of the keli. The Suda is not the entire exchange. They're not exchanging the Suda for the thing that he's buying. They're really he's going to pay later for the thing that he's buying. The Suda is just the Maisa kinyan to be kind of the Chayfas that he wishes to buy. So at the Beinu Tam, that is the case of Nachman is discussing that only a keli could make the Maisa kinyan of a Chalipin. And if one does not have a keli, if one's using a peri or one is using a matpeya, according to the Ma'an Yomar, that a matpeya is not a keli, in such a case, one cannot create the kinyan of Chalipin. According to Nachman, we need dafka a keli. So at the Beinu Tam, but if one is doing Chalipin, shava b'shava, if one is exchanging a behema for a behema, a shor for a set, and the entire exchange is a shava b'shava, this is the entire exchange. They're exchanging this behema for that behema, and they are of equal value, and that they're exchanging these two things. That's the Chalipin. The Chalipin is not only a Maisa Kinyan. The Chalipin is defining the entire exchange. They are exchanging these two behemoths of equal value. In such a case, even according to Nachman, one is not required to have to use a keli. And even by a behema, even by Paris, one can exchange Chalipin shava b'shava. Dr. Shmuel Ozovsky, we see from Rabbeinu Tam, there are two types of Kinyan Chalipin. There's a kinyan chalipin of a maisa kinyan. There's a kinyan chalipin that just being goymer, this that he wishes to be kind of the chayfetz. It's not the definition of the exchange. We don't say that the exchange is an exchange of a chalipin. They're not being machlif two things. The chalipin is just a maisa kinyan that they are using, just like one can make a kinyan through a meshicha and that creates the gemiras das to be kind of the chayfetz. So too, one can create a kinyan with a chalipin by giving over a suda that creates the gemiras das to be kind of the chayfetz. But all the chalipin is the maisa kinyan. It's not the definition of the exchange. By chalipe shava b'shava, when one is just exchanging two objects, there's no other schayves and other money involved in the exchange. One is exchanging two objects. In such a case, the definition of the exchange is that this is a chalipin, it's not a sale, that they're selling the chayfets for money. What we define this exchange is, it's called a chalipin. Zoktib Shmuel, when the rif is mechadish does, that by chalipin there is no din of aino, the rif is not saying by when one uses the kinyan of chalipin, there is no halacha of aino. What the Rif means to say is that when the exchange is an exchange of a chalipin, when they are being machlif, mechor li ba'elu, they're giving over this chayfetz for the pile of money and they're exchanging it, they're creating a maisa achlofa, in such a case, we don't define this as a mechira, it's not a sale of a chayfetz for money. We look at this as a maisa chalipin, it's an exchange of two objects. So the Rif, when people are exchanging two objects without being machpan on the value, such an exchange of a chalipin does not have the dinam of aino, and one cannot be choyze v'tevei aino asai. That's not the mechira the pasuk was referring to when it was mechadish the dinam of aino that one can be chayzer v'tevei aino osay. The pasuk was referring to a sale when one is selling a chayfetz for a value. He's selling in the chayfetz and he's going to pay him money for the chayfetz. But when two people are exchanging two objects, the maisa they're doing is not called the mechira. That's called a maisa achlofa. And in such a case, there are no dinam of aino. Mederech agav to mention on the inyan of chalipe shava b'shava, Tosis on daf membavam mebeis divam maschul ulev Nachman is mevur, this that according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a halacha of chalipe shava b'shava, that according to Rav Nachman, one does not have to use a keli to create the kinyan of chalipin, is dafka if the two chafetzim being exchanged are of equal value. The keveh of chalipe shava b'shava is dafka if the two chafetzim are of equal value. If they're not of equal value, then we do not see this as a chalipe shava b'shava. We look at it as a kinyan chalipin, and according to Rav Nachman, one must use a keli in order to create the kinyan. Rav Shachan Aviezi, in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, is discussing with Asar Rambam if one can be mekadesh in Isha with chalipe shava b'shava. And Rav Shach is ma'irin, tosis that in Svara would seem that one, the kaveh, when's it called chalipe shava b'shava, and when's it called the ma'isa kinyan of chalipin, if when they are exchanging these two items, there's another eschayv is being created. He is selling the chayfetz to his friend, and his friend is going to pay him for the chayfetz at a later date. And the chalipin is only a ma'isa kinyan to be kind of the chayfetz. In such a case, that's the ma'isa kinyan of chalipin. But if this is the entire exchange, it doesn't matter if the two chafetz are of equal value or not. The kaveya, when's it called chalipe shove b'shove, l'cha'ira is tali, whether or not there's another eschayv is being created, or this is the entire exchange. If this is the entire exchange, then it's considered chalipe shove b'shove. And he holds with that, Rambam, even if the two chafetz are not of equal value, it, as long as there's no other eschayv is being created, this is the entire exchange. These two chafetz, it's considered chalipe shove b'shove. U'memeil according to Rav Nachman, one would not need a keli in order to create such a kenyan. You know, just on the Messiah, this Inyan with Ha'or on the Rif, the Gemara is Masik on Omer Rab, Omer Avuna, the Gemara is Akash, Omer Ma, Mecholi Be'elus, Konev Yesh Lai Lov Aina, and the Gemara asks, Leimoch, Kasavu Avuna, Matbea Nasa Chalipin. We see that he's been kind of the Matbeas with the Kinyan of Chalipin, Mecholi Be'elu, he's been kind of, and the Kinyan we're using in our Sugi is the Kinyan of Chalipin. So the Gemara asks, it should be a Raya, the Avuna holds Matbea Nasa Chalipin. And the Gemara says, no, Avuna holds like a Be'echon on the Be'emis, Vatayre Mois is kindness. And really, the Kinyan being used in our Sugi is the Kinyan of Mois. And the reason why Mois normally are not kain is because of Xavier Shemayimul and Nisifu Chitacha Baaliyah. And being that over here, they're not being makbet on the Shabbos is a Musud Leishchicha, and a Musud Leishchicha Legazir Abbanon, and therefore in this case, the Mois can be kainis. Alkopan and the Maskonis Agamar would seem that Rabbi Mehavuna Mecharli Be'ilu Kon is not being kain with the Kinyan of Chalipin, what is being kain with is the Kinyan of Mois, and being that it's a Musud Leishchicha Legazir Abbanon, and Mois are kainis in this case. According to the sheet of the Rif, that the reason why in our sugya there is no din of Aina is because Mecholi Be'ilu is a kinyan chalipin, Mecholi the Maskonis Agamor, why is there no Isser Aina? Why, according to the Mandi Amar, that says, Ein Le'ilu Aina, why is there no Isser Aina? Being that the Maskonis, the kinyan is not a kinyan of chalipin, it's a kinyan of Mois, Mecholi should be the regular din of Aina. Our Korchach, this that there's no Aina, the Maskonis Agamor, is because we assume a Mechilo, being that they weren't Makban on the Shavius, we assume that they're being Mechil the din of Aina. They said Mecholi Be'elu without Akpod of how much it's worth. In such a case, we could assume a Mechil like the Shita Saritva. So where did Rif see in the beginning of the Gemara that Mecholi Be'elu is because it's a Kinyan Chalip and therefore there is no din of Aina? L'chayrif and the Maskonis Agamor, we see Afil by Kinyan Mois also, as long as they're not being Makban on the Shavius, we assume a Mechilo. L'chayrif, it's Shver on the Rif, where was his Raya that by Chalip and there is no Issa of Aina? Just to summarize what we discussed on the Inyan of Mecholi Be'elu, we said over Machlekes Rishon whether or not on the Kinyan, in the Kinyan of Chalipin there are Dinam of Aino, the Rif spared from our Sugya that Mecholi Be'elu does not have Aino because in the Kinyan of Chalipin there are no Dinam of Aino. And the Ritva was Cholik that Mecholi Be'elu being that they were Makban on the Shavius, therefore we assume a Mechila, and that's why there are no Dinam of Aino. We said over two Pshatim in the Rif, the Rambam understands the Rif Shazaritza B'machat Jason in Asharin, that maybe he prefers the Kelis receiving more than the Kelis giving up, and that's why in the exchange of two Kelim, there are no dinam of Aina, and the case of Mishnah brings from Talmidei Rashba that it's Xeris Akosov that Mecham Rachmana Veloi Chalipin, it's Xeris Akosov in the Pasuk by Aina is Dafka by Mechira, not by Chalipin. We said over on Machlekes, how to understand the Rif, was the Rif referring to all Kinyan and Chalipin is Mavuah from the Ktsais Achoshin, Simenkov Tzad Yasef, Cotton Aleph, that the Rif was referring to all Kinyan and Chalipin. Anytime a person is using the Kinyan of Chalipin, it's Xeris Akosov that there are no dinam of Aina. He set off in the Zichron Shmuel in Simim Mem Zayin, and that's the Mashmois of the Pnei Yeshua and Arasugyo, that the Rif is only referring to Chalipe Shavu B'Shavu. Tosfos on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis brought Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that by Chalipe Shavu B'Shavu, Rav Nachman would not say as Halacha that one has to use a Keli in order to create the Kinyan of Chalipin. Rav Nachman is only referring to the Maisa Kinyan of Chalipin. It's Mavur from Rabbeinu Tam that there are two types of Chalipin. There's a Chalipin that's the Maisa Kinyan of a Chalipin, that one is using the Chalipin to be kind of the Chayfetz, and then there's Chalipe Shavu B'Shavu, when the entire exchange that one is doing, they are exchanging two Chafetz, and there's no other money being the Schayf, it's not just the Maisa Kinyan, but it's a definition of the exchange. And the Rif meant to say, by a Maisa Chalipe Shavu B'Shavu, when there is no other money being the Schayf, they're not making a Mechira, they're making a Maisa Chlofa over there, there are no dinam of Aino, but Avadim, when one is using the Maisa Kinyan of Chalipin in such a case, there's no reason, there's no svara why there shouldn't be any din of Aino, and therefore over there the Rif will never say is halacha that by a kinyan chalipin there are no dinam of Aino. We said over that Tosis and Mavur, the Kaveh, when's it called Chalipe Shavu B'Shavu, and when's it called the Maisa Kinyan of Chalipin is totally whether or not he's giving the full Shavis of the Chayfetz, and the Aviezri in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus is explaining the Shita Sarambam, whether or not Chalifei Shava B'Shava works for Kedusha Isha. And Rabbi Yezri says in Svara L'Chayra, it should not be Tali whether or not one gives the full Shavis of the Chayfetz. Only it's Tali whether or not there's any other money being Nischayif. If there's other money being Nischayif, then we look at it as a regular Mechira, and the Chalipin is just a Maisa Kinyan. If there's no other money being Nischayif, this is the entire exchange, then we assume that this is the definition of the Achlofa. It's a Maisa Achlofa, it's not a mechira b'chlal, mashenkin. If there's other money being nischayev, it's a mechira with which one is only using the ma'ase kinyan to be a chalipin, but it's not a definition of the exchange. And then we mesay with Aaron the Rif from the maskanas haGemara. The Gemara is mevuah that by mois also, if one is being kainim with mois mechor li be'elu, there are no dinim of aino lechayev. That's a riot. The shita saritva that the reason now sugi mechor li be'elu does not have aino is not because by chalipin there are no dinim aino. It's only we assume a mechila being that they were not makfid on the Shabbos. The Gemara continues to explain the kinyan of Chalipin, and the Gemara asks, "Bameh koine, what keli do we use in order to create the kinyan of the Chalipin?" Rav Amar b'kelim shel koine, we use the kelim of the koine to create the kinyan of the Chalipin, and Levios we use kelim shel makne in order to create the kinyan of Chalipin. And the Gemara explains that Rav says we use the kelim shel koine because it's nichalei for the koine that the makne should receive his keli. This way, in exchange for his keli, the makne will give over to the koine the keli that the koine wants to be koine. And Levi holds the Kalev of Shalmakne. The Gemara asks, what's the Svar B'chlal according to Levi that we should use the Kalev of the Makne? In what way will the Kinyan be created according to Levi by the fact that the Makne gives the Kaina a Kaili? Zok the Gemara ba hi hano de ka makabul minei. There's a hano that the Makne receives, that the Kaina was makabul a Kaili from him. And in exchange for that hano that the Makne has, that he has hano from this, that the Kaina was makabul a Kaili from him, in exchange for that hano, the Makne gives to the Kaina the Kaili that the Kaina wishes to be Kaina, and that's the way to be Gomer the Kinyan on the Kaili which the Kaina wishes to be Kaina. The Mashmois of the Gemara is that Rav is Chilik on this floor of Levi, and Rav holds Dafka be Kaliv Shal Kaina, one can create the Kinyan of Chalipin, but the Kaliv Shal Makne, one cannot create the Kinyan of Chalipin. It's Mashma Rav is Chilik on this floor of Levi that by he hano that the Makne receives, and this that the Kaina accepts the Kaili from him, the Makne is Gomer Makne, the Kaili which the Kaina wishes to be Kaina. Factoran from the Gemara in Kedushin on Dav Zayin Amad Aleph. The Gemara there discusses the case of an Ishu who tells a man, "Hey Loch Mona, accept the Mona of Akadash Ani Loch," and by the man accepting the Mona, the Ishu will become Mekudeshes to him. And Mazuchu Mishmei, the Papa says the Ishu is Mekudeshes, that is a Kedushin. And the Gemara asks, how could such a Kedushin work? The man did not give the Ishu a Pruta. And the Gemara explains, we are dealing with an Adam Choshev. And by an Adam Choshev, by he hano that Isha has, and this that the man accepts the mana from her, by he hano that Adam Choshev and accepts a matana for her, the Isha is mekadesh herself to the man through this hano. The hano is a hano that the Isha receives in this that the Ish was mekabel matana from her, being that the Ish is an Adam Choshev, and by he hano she's gomro makni, and that hano creates the kedushin. For the Ran, it's mashma from our Gemara that Rav holds we cannot use kelev shamakna filu by an Adam Choshev. Maishna from the Gemara in Kedushin that one can create a Kedushin through this that the Adam Choshev is accepting a Maneh, and why by Chalipin is a Mashma Libe the Rav Afilu by an Adam Choshev also, it does not help this that the Adam Choshev was Makabal the Matana in order to create the Kinyan of Chalipin. And the Ran is Mechalik that Rav held it's Dafka by the Sugyan Kedushin where the Isha is giving to the Ish a Maneh forever. It's not a Kinyanless man, it's not a Kinyan for a short period of time which after this amount of time the Ish is going to return the money to the Isha. The Matana the Isha is giving to the Ish is a Matana La'ilam. In such a case, but he had no that the Ish was Mekabel, the money from the Isha, and being that the Ish is an Adam Choshev, the Isha gets Hano and she's Mekadesh herself with the Hano that she received, that's the Puta that she's receiving, and through this she is Mekudeshes. So Dr. Rama, by the case of Chalipin, when one gives a Sudu Bekinyan Chalipin, The one accepting the Suder is going to return a Lach Hazman. It's not a Kinyan La'ilam, it's only a Kinyan Hazman. So being that the Kinyan is not forever, and this that he accepted the Suder is not forever, in such a case there is no Hano, and this that he's Mekabal HaMatono, and Rav holds in such a case, being that there's no Hano, one cannot create the Kinyan of Chalipin, but he Hano, they come Mekabal Minei. Levi held we're not Mechalik, and just like we find by Kedushin, there's such a halacha that by he Hano, they come Mekabal Minei, the Ish is Mekudeshes, who then one can create a Kinyan Chalipin through this that the Koine is Mekabal Matana from the Makne. But Rav held that this that the Sugi and Kedushin says by an Adam Choshev, by he Hano, that the Ish is Mekabal, the money from the Ish is Mekudeshes, is Dafka by a Matana Loilam. Mashaken by Chalipin, which is a Matana Lizman, in such a case, Rav held there is no Hano, and this that the Adam Choshev is Mekabal the Matana, and therefore one cannot create the Kinyan of Chalipin through this that the Adam Choshev is Mekabal the Kalim, and even by an Adam Choshev also, we have to use Kalev Shal Kaina, not Kalev Shal Makne. The Ran continues and asks Aliba de Levi, Levi now Sugya holds that we use Kalev Shal Makne because by here I know that the Kaina was Mekabal the Matana from the Makne is Gomer Makne the Kali. fact, around the Mashmoys of the Gemara in Kedushin is it's dafka by an Adam Choshev. Only by an Adam Choshev do we say this, that he is Makabal Matana, creates such a Ano that the Isha could be Mekudeshes through this, that she receives such a Ano. The Ano is worth a Shavar Pruta, that the Isha can be Mekadesh herself. In fact, around the Mashmoys of the Gemara is it's dafka an Adam Choshev. Levi is going in our Sugya, Afilu not by an Adam Choshev. And Afilu Hachi Levi is saying that we can use Caleb Shalmakne, because by here I know that the Kaino is Makabal Matana. L'chayra, we see from the Sugya and Kedushin that it's dafka an Adam Choshev creates such a Ano, and not by an Adam Poshet. So how can Levi say by every person we use the Caleb Shalmakne in the Kinyan of Chalip, and l'chayra it should be dafka by an Adam Choshev? And the Ran explains that this, that we, the Gemara and Kedushin is Mashmet dafka an Adam Choshev, is only by Kedushin where we need a Shavar Pruta in order to create the Kinyan, the Kedushin. Isha is only Mikudeshes with the Shavar Pruta. So dafka and Adam Choshev creates a Shavar Pruta worth of Ano, then in such a case we could say the Isha is Mikudeshes by he Ano, that the Isha is Mekabel Amana from her. Mashenke, by the Kinyan of Chalipin, we do not need a Shavar Pruta. There's no halacha that the Makna has to receive a Shavar Pruta worth of Ano in order to be Gamel Makni. So even though it's not an Adam Choshev, there's still somewhat of a Ano that the Makna receives some Ano because the Kain was Mekabel Matana from him. And even though the Kain is not an Adam Choshev, and therefore it's not a Shavar Pruta worth of Ano, but Akoponim, the Kain receives some Ano, the Makna receives some Ano, and therefore in such a case, the Makna is Gamo Makni, even though it's not an Adam Choshev, Afilu Hachi, the Makna is Gamo Makni, but he Ano that the Kain was Mekabel Matana from him. The Ktsoy Sachoshin in Simon Kov Tzadi, Sivkot and Dalit, explains up here this round, a difficult psak from the Mechaber. The Mechaber and Arachayim in Simon Reish Chav Gimel Paskins, Dim Nostin Le Kelim B'Matana, if one gives his friend a Kelim B'Matana, Mevorech HaToy V'Ametiv, the one giving the Matana can make a Brocha HaToy V'Ametiv. And the explanation of the Mechaber is that if the Mechaber is an Ani, then he's making a Toy V'Ametiv, being that the Ani is Mechaber from me, and he was Eichet Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tztaka, he can make a Brocha HaToy V'Ametiv. And if the Mekabel is an Osher, then by here I know that the Osher was Mekabel the Matana from him, so then the Noisin makes a Brocha HaToy V'Ametiv, because he got the Ano that somebody is Mekabel the Matana from him. In fact, the Morgan Avram, that the Sugya and Kedushin is Mashma, Dafka by an Adam Choshev, the Noisin Matana receives such Ano. But by an Adam Poshet, there is no Ano, so how could the Noisin make a Brocha HaToy V'Ametiv if the one receiving the Matana is not an Adam Choshev? So if the Ktsois Alpi this round, we have a teretz in the bracha of V'atoy V'ametiv, there's no halacha that the Mekabel has to receive a Shavar Pruta worth of Ano. So being that by any person there is some Ano in this, that one is Mekabel Matana from him, he gets a Ano in this that he was a Noisin of a Matana, so therefore he can make a bracha V'atoy V'ametiv even if he's not an Adam Choshev. This that we need an Adam Choshev is dafka for the Sugya of Kedushin, being that the Isha is only Mekudeshes with the Shavar Pruta. By Kedushin we need dafka an Adam Choshev, because an Adam Choshev creates a Shavar Pruta worth of Ano. But by the bracha HaToy V'Ametiv, where there is no din, we need a Shavar Pruta. In such a case, any time one gives a matana to somebody else, he can make the HaToy V'Ametiv, being that he receives a Hano in this, that somebody is Mekabel a matana from him. The Ritzvah in our Sugya also asks this question of the Ran, that according to Levi, it should be davka by an Adam Choshev, but by a regular person, the Makna will not receive any Hano from this, that the Kaino was Mekabel a matana from him. And the Ritzvah asks two other questions. We have to be Makdim first. Tosis in Gittin and Daf Mem Amad Aleph brings a Rashi in our Sugya. We don't have such a Rashi, but Tosis brings from Rashi that this that Levi says, Kalev Shal Makne, is Lav Dafka Kalev Shal Makne, Kol Shekein Be Kalev Shal Koine. If Levi's reason is because Ahiha know that the Makne has, and this that the Koine was Mekabel Matana from him, then Kol Shekein, if he actually gave him a Keli, if the Koine would give the Makne Keli with an actual Ano, and this that the Makne is receiving the Keli, Kol Shekein, in such a case, it would be a good Chalipin. And Tosis is on Gitna Daf Mem, and Tosis by us in our Sugya is Chalek on Rashi. And Tosis holds that according to Levi, it's dafka be kelev shel makne and not be kelev shel koine. And Tosis explains, because we learn to have kelev shel makne from a pasuk, and being that we learn to have from a pasuk, it's dafka kelev shel makne and not kelev shel koine. The Ritva also holds kishitas at Tosfos that according to Levi, it's dafka kelev shel makne and not kelev shel koine. In fact, the Ritva, what is the svara? If according to Levi, the makne is gomro makne, and this that he has a no because the koine was mekabel matana, it should be a koshikain if the koine actually gave him a keli, that the makne gets a no, and the makne should be gomro makne. Tosis continues in the Vimaschel Bekele Shal Makne, and he explains according to Levi that we say that he ha no, that the makne has, and this that the koine was mekabel fmima matana, what chiduk should it make if it's peri, a matpei, or a keli? And we find that a matbeah cannot be used for the kinyan of Chalipin, and according to Amar and Yamar, peri cannot be used for the kinyan of Chalipin.
According to Levi, what should be the svar? What should be the chiluk? What the makna gives the koina? If the gamro makni is not being made aidei this, that the makna gave the koina keli, the gamro makni is being created through this, that he has ano because the koina was makabel the matana from him. What chiluk doesn't make? What the makna gave the koina? The chayra, the ikra of the kinyan is the ano that the makna is receiving. So why does make a nafkamina if he's using a matbea or a peri or a keli? The chayra, whatever he gives him, as long as the makna has ano, he should be gamro makni the keli to the koina. And Tosis explains that according to Levi, we have to say that it has to be Hanos of a Kabbalah's Dover Choshev. Dafka, if the Hanos was coming from this, that the Koine was Mekabal Dover Choshev, in such a case, the Makne is Gamal Makne. But if the Makne is not receiving a Hanos, that the Koine was Mekabal from him a Dover Choshev, being that he did not give him a Keli, he gave him a Matpe or a Peri, in such a case, the Makne is not Gamal Makne. And Ritva asks this as a Kasha. In fact, Ritva, according to Levi, what Chiluk does it make if it's a Peri or Matpe or a Keli? How could we say, according to Levi, we want us to give Dafka Keli in order to create the Kinyan of Chalipin? If the Ikar of the Akna is Bahi Hano that the Makna is receiving, in this that the Koine was Makabal from him Matana, what Chiluk does it make? What the Makna give the Koine? And the Tvor is not Nochis to the Teretz of Toysis, that has to be Dafka Hanos Kabos Dover Choshev. Because in fact, the Tvor doesn't make any Chiluk what the Koine received, Binagea, which Hano the Makna is receiving. And the Tvor answers a Maridik Echidish in the Sugi of Kinyan Chalipin. The Ritva says, the Vaday, the Iker of the Mil says, Exeris HaKosov. The Iker of the Kinyan Chalipin is Exeris HaKosov. It's Bechlal, not a Svara. This then, Rav and Levi are giving Svarus, are giving Tzas Taima to why the Pasuk said it this way or the Pasuk said it the other way. Why did the Pasuk say, Dafka Kalev Shal Koiner or Dafka Kalev Shal Makna? But the Iker Adin, that if it's Kalev Shal Koiner or Kalev Shal Makna, is Exeris HaKosov. The Pasuk set up the two of the Kinyan Chalipin, and that's Exeris HaKosov without Svarus. Therefore, according to Levi, the Xeris HaKosov was that the Kinyan of Chalipin is Kalev Shal Makna. And according to Rav, the Xeris HaKosov was that the Kinyan of Chalipin is Kalev Shal Koine. After this Xeris HaKosov of that we use either Kalev Shal Koine or Kalev Shal Makna, Rav and Levi are giving Tzas Taimo to why the Pasuk said Dafka Kalev Shal Koine or Dafka Kalev Shal Makna. Oh, the Iker of the Kinyan is not the Svar. The Iker of the Kinyan is not because that the Makna is receiving our Anod, being that the Koine was Makabal Matana from him. That's only a Tzas Taimo to explain why we use Kalev Shal Makna. But the Iker of why Kalev Shal Makna is Koine, and again the Kinyan Chalipin is Exeris HaKosov, that the one the Makna gives a Koine a Keli, that creates a Kinyan of a Chalipin, and that creates Kinyanim on other Kelim that he wants to be Makna to the Koine. Therefore, Zokta Ritva, it's not Shver from the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin is discussing a real Kinyan. There has to be a real Hano that Isha is receiving in order to create a Kedushin. That's Dafka by an Adam Choshev and not by an Adam Poshet. In our sugi, it's Exeris HaKosev that the Kalev Shal Makna Koine. In such a case, it's just Tzas Taima that there is some Hano in this that the Koine is Makabal the Kaili, and therefore Levi holds that's a reason why the Pasuk said Dafka Kalev Shal Makna. But the Iker of the Kinyan is not an exchange of the Hano for the Kaili. The Iker is Exeris HaKosev that Nesinas Kalev Shal Makna creates the Kinyan Chalipin. And who didn't zok to Ritva? That's why, according to Levi, it's Dafka Kalev Shal Makna and not Kalev Shal Koine. And who didn't zok to Ritva? According to Levi, it has to be Dafka Kalev and cannot be a Peri and cannot be a Matbeya. It's Exeris HaKosev that Nesinas of a Kalev from the Makna to the Koine creates the Kinyan of Chalipin. The Gemara is continuing to explain the dinam of Chalipin, and the Gemara brings a braisa, Tana Koinen Bekli Afa Pishayim Beshaver Pruto. One can use a Kalev for the Kinyan of Chalipin, even though the Kalev is not of the value of a Shaver Pruto. Taisis and the Rimaskal Koinen Bekli asks from the Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara in Psachim brings from Abishol that one who is Oichel Truma less than a Shaver Pruta is not Mechuyiv to pay. Until he eats a Shaver Pruta worth of Truma, he is not Mechuyiv to pay for the Truma. And the Gemara brings the Pasuk Venasan, being that it says by Tashlume Truma Venasan, and Ein Nesina Pachs and Shaver Pruta. A Nesina is Dafku with a Shaver Pruta, not by less than a Shaver Pruta. Therefore, a Oichel Truma is only Chayiv if he ate a Shaver Pruta. In fact, Taisus, the Pasuk by Chalipin also says, Shlafish Nale Venasan Le'eyu. There's a Loshin Nesina, the Keli that the Koine is giving over to the Makna, or the Makna is giving over to the Koine, the Pasuk says, Venasan Le'eyu. It says a Loshin of Nesina. So, in Kain, why don't we dash and also by Chalipin that ain't Nesina Pach Mishaver Pruta, and we should require for the Kinyan of Chalipin a Keli at the value of a Shaver Pruta? And Taisus answers that when it comes to Tashlumi Chumba, Tashlumi Hektish, where one was geizel from the truma, he ate truma or he ate hektish. In the case when one was geizel and he now is a tashluman, over there we darshan that the nesina is a shaver pruta. Being that the venasan in the pasuk is referring to one who is making a payment, he is making a tashlume mammon, it's a nesinas mammon. When venasan is referring to a nesinas mammon, we darshan a nesina pachs from shaver pruta. But the pasuk by Chalipin that says venasan reyeyu is not referring to a nesinas mammon, it's referring to a nesina of the now that he must give a now over lachaveiro. So Tosfos, this is similar to Gittin, where it says V'nosam b'yodah, that the Baal must give the get li'ara isha. He has to, the Baal has to do an asina to the ara isha. And over there, we do not darshan that ain't asina pachs m'shaveh pruta. Being that the lashon of v'nosam is not referring to an asina's mammon, it's referring to an asina of the get. There is no halacha that the get has to be a shaveh pruta. So who had it over here, when it comes to chalipin, the lashon of v'nosam is not similar to chuma, which is referring to an asina's mammon. Over there, we darshan ain't asina pachs m'shaveh pruta. By shaking over here, where the lashon asina is referring to the asina of the nal and not an asina's mammon. There is no halacha that the keli has to be worth a shaveh pruta. The Maharsha asks on Tosis, if Tosis is medame the nesina by chalipin to the nesina of gittin, and it's not similar to the nesina of chuma, so why is it that later on in the Gemara brings the lashon that we write in the shtar of a chalipin, that b'mana de kosher lemiknibay, we use a keli that's kosher lemiknibay, and the Gemara dashes each lashon that we write in the shtar, what it's referring to. And the Gemara says, the kosher lemiknibay is coming la'afuki yisuri ano, that one cannot use yisuri ano for the kinyan of chalipin. In fact, the Maharsha, the halach is by getting that cost for a get on Yisuri Ano is Megureshes, being that he was Yotzeh the Nesina and he was Nos on the get, the Ara Isha, even though the get was written on Yisuri Ano, the Isha is Megureshes. In fact, the Maharsha, my Shno, by Gerishin, that we say, the get that was Nichtav on Yisuri Ano, the Isha is Megureshes, and when it comes to a Kinyan of Chalipin, we say, B'mana de Kosher Lemiknibe is coming to tell us Lafuke, one who uses Yisuri Ano for the Kinyan of Chalipin. If the Nesina of Chalipin is similar to the Nesina of Get, why don't we say also that if one uses the Keli of Yisuri Ano, it's kosher for a Kinyan of Chalipin, just like the Isha's Megureshes when one writes a Get on Yisuri Ano. And the Maharsha answers the Chiluk between Chalipin and Gittin is by Chalipin, the Pasuk used the Lashon of Nal, and Nal is something that a person is Nene from. It's a dover that a person is ready for a person to get Ana from. So therefore, we have to give also for the Kinyan of Chalipin a dover that's ready for the Mekabel to be Nene from. Umemela, from the Lashon of Nal, we are Memayit Yisuri Ana. Manchenke by Gittin, it doesn't say anywhere that the Baal has to give the Isha a get that it's ready for the Isha to be Nene from. So therefore, Afilu Kosval Yisuri Ana, also the Isha's Mugureshes. Meaning, Avada, the Nesina of Chalipin is similar to the Nesina of Gittin. Only by Chalipin there's an extra drasha, there's the Lashon of Nal, and the Keli you're using has to be similar to a Nal, just like a Nal is a Dover that's ready to be Nene from. So too, for any Keli being used for the Kinyan of Chalipin, has to be a Dover that's ready to be Nene from. Manchenke Yisuri Ana, which the Mekabel cannot be Nene from, one cannot use for the kinyan of chalipin. The Avnei Miluim in Simin Kufla Metesiv Katan Yud Gimel answers the Maharsha's Kasha Api his famous Yisoid by Gittin V'yod Bon Keechot. The Gemara tells us by Gittin, even though the Isha does not have a Yad to be Mekabel the Get, when the Baal gives the Get to the Isha, Gittin V'yod Bon Keechot, the Get, this that she's Megureshes, V'yod, this that she's Zeichin in her Yad and able to be Mekabel the Get, is Bon Keechot and the Isha is Megureshes. And the Avnei Miluim in Kses Achoshin Semeresh explains what does it mean to get to Yodah Bon Keechot. Being that the Pasuk says only V'nosam V'yodah, there's no din that the Isha has to be kind of the get. The way the Baal is Megarish the Isha is with a Mais and a Sina. As long as the Baal was Nosan the get Liara Isha, even if the Isha was not kind of the get, the Isha is Mugureshes. Being that the Isha is Mugureshes Baal Karcha, we do not need the Rots and the Isha in the Gerishin. Zok Nektsois, you don't need also the Isha to be kind of the get. It's Baal Karcha, she's not making a Kenyan Bechlal. The way the Isha becomes Mugureshes is with a Mais and a Sina from the Baal to the Isha. So Memeila Zokta Avni Meluim, the chilik between Chalipin and Gerishin is that by Chalipin, the Koine, the one being Makabal, the Keli, to create the Kinyan of Chalipin has to be Koine the Keli, he has to make a Kinyan on it. The way the Kinyan Chalipin is created is that the Makno, the Koine, Lefi Rav and Levi respectively, give the Keli to the other one. And when the second person, either the Koine or the Makno, Lefi Rav and Levi, is Koine the Keli, Ayidei that Kinyan, it's Nigmar, this that they, the Keli that they want to be Makno to each other, that Kinyan is Nigmar and the Keli is Nikne. But the Kinyan Chalipin needs that the Makabal should be Koine the Keli. Mashenkin by Gerishin, we don't need the Isha to be kind of the Keli. The Gerishin is created with the Mais and the Sina from Baal to Isha. Memele, when it comes to Yisuri Ano, there's a halacha that one cannot be kind of Yisuri Ano. When one makes a kinyan on Yisuri Ano, the kinyan is not chal, and the chavetz does not become his. So Memele, when it comes to chalipim, where the mekabel has to be kind of the keli, so therefore Yisuri Ano, the mekabel is not kind of the keli, because one cannot be kind of Yisuri Ano. Memele, the kinyan is not chal, one cannot use a keli for the kinyan of chalipim, a keli of Yisuri Ano for the kinyan of chalipim. Being that Yisuri Ano is not ready for a kinyan, one cannot use it for the kinyan of chalipim. Masha ain't came by Gerishim, where there's no halacha that the isha has to be kind of the get. All you need is a Maisin Nesina, Miyara Baal, Yara Isha. Therefore, even Yisuri Ano also, at the Maisa, the Baal gave the Isha a get, and there was a Maisin Nesina. I feel if the Isha is not kind because it's Yisuri Ano, and therefore the Isha is Mugureshes. Hakaponim, we have two terutzim to the kasha of the Mashah and Tosis. This that Tosis is medamin nesina as chalipin to the nesina of get, and the Mashah asks im kain, why by chalipin does Yisui Ano not work to create the kinyan of chalipin when it comes to get? Kosval Yisui Ano, the isha is megubeshes. So the Mashah answered, being that the pasuk by chalipin says that the nosan anal we has to give anal, and anal is a dover that's roi for Ano. So who adin, one can only use a keli that's roi to be nana from Ashenkin Yisui Ano, that the makabel cannot be nana from, cannot create the kinyan of chalipin. And we said over also the teretz of the Avni Meluim explains, by gerishin with isha does not have to be kind of the get. All you need is a mice in the sinah ba'alm over there, afilu kosfa l'yisuri ha'no, the mice of the baal, the mice in the sinah to the isha, afilu by yisuri ha'no. Masha ain't came by chalipin, where the makabal has to be kind, and one cannot be kind of yisuri ha'no, therefore one cannot use yisuri ha'no for the kinyan of chalipin. The Gemara continues on memzayin and mebeiz with the machlikas, sebechon and veshlokish. Rabbi Eichon holds that toyer moyis kindness that beemis medayraisim moyis are kindness. Kesef is kind of chayfetz. When the lekeach gives to the moicher the kesef, he is kind of the chayfetz. Only Chazal will oikir the kinyan moyis mipnei ma amu meshicha kind of. Why would Chazal masakin that one needs a meshicha in order to be kind of chayfetz? Gzei v'shem yemilo nisifu chitecha ba'aliyah. If the lekeach would give the moicher the moyis and would that be kind of the chayfetz, and the chayfetz is still miyara moicher, Chazal will choishish that if a dleika would break out, and it would be nisifu this that the lekeach bought from the moicher, it would be nisifu chitecha, the moicher will not save the chit and bring that they belong to the lekeach, and therefore Chazal will misakin that the lekeach is only kind of the chayfetz when he's moishich the chayfetz into his own rishos. And the Shlokish shows that Meshicha kind of in our Torah, and the Gemara brings time to the Shlokish is from the Pasuk, V'chisimku memkola ha-misecha, ikonam yad ha-misecha, dov ha-niknam yad liyad, and the Gemara dashes from there the kinyan of Meshicha. The Gemara never explains my time at the Rabbi Yochanan. Where does Rabbi Yochanan see that Mois HaKainis? Where do we see Medaraisa that there is a kinyan of Kesef? And there are three shittos in the Rishonim to explain where is the Makor for Rabbi Yochanan min HaTorah that Mois HaKainis? Rashi and Daf Memvavam Mebeis brings the Makor for Rabbi Yochanan from the Pasuk by Pidyon Hektish for Nosan HaKesef Ekom Loi. The Pasuk says that when one gives the Kesef to Hektish and he's paid his Hektish for Kom Loi, the Chepetz becomes his. So just like we see by Hektish that the Nesinas HaKesef, the Hektish is kind of him, the Chayfetz, who had been by Hedjit also, the Nesinas HaMois is kind of him, the Chayfetz. We dashin just like by Hektish, Mois is kindness, who had been by Hedjit also, Mois is kindness. The Nemuk Yosef in our Sugya asks on Rashi, normally we don't learn that Hedjit from Hektish, so how over here can we learn that by the Kinyan Mois, that just like Mois works to be kind of Chayfetz and Pidyon of Hektish, who had been it can be kind of Chayfetz, Mechaveri, that Mois should be kindness. L'chaya, we don't learn that Hedjit from Hektish. And Rashi held that over here we could learn Hedjit from Hektish, being that the Pasuk says, V'chisimku memkala misecha oikono. The Pasuk said there is a kinyan by Hedjit, and the Pasuk was soisim, what is the kinyan by Hedjit? So Rabbi Eichron held we could learn out from Hektish a gilu, and what was the Pasuk referring to when it said over a kinyan by Hedjit? We only don't learn out Hedjit from Hektish, to learn out dinim by Hektish don't apply to Hedjit. But if we have a davar sasim by a Hedjit, that we need a gilu to megal to us, what was the Pasuk referring to? That we could learn out from Hektish. And if we find by Hektish that Mois can be kinder, we could assume that when the Pasuk says there's a kinyan by Hedjit and doesn't explain to us what the kinyan is, Mois, the Pasuk is referring to kinyan Mois, and from there, Rabbi Eichanan saw Mois kindness min HaTorah. The second sheet in the Rishonim is the sheet of the Rif in our Sugya. The Rif explains the Mekar for Rabbi Eichanan, im gufo ikonim, mamayne like all shikain. If one can be kind of the guf of a person with the kinyan Mois, he can be kind of him as an eved with the kinyan Mois. Mois is kind of a person. So if Gimgufoi Kano, Mamaina like Holshikain, it's a Kavachimer, and from there we see from this Kavachimer that a person can be Gaina Gufa with the Kinyan of Mois, who had then it's a Kavachimer that he could be Kaina Mamaina, and from there we see Mois kindness Minatayra. And then Mukyasif asks on the Rift that when it comes to a guy, we don't say that he can be Kaina with Kinyan Mois. By a guy, the Kinyan Minatayra, according to Rabbi Yechanan, is the Kinyan Meshicha. So in Kain, why don't we say in Gufoi Kano, a person can be Kaina Evet Knani with the Kinyan of Kesef? So why don't we say also in Gufay Konei Mamayne like Koshikei? Now Lamai, we see it's not a Kavachayme, and we don't assume just because one can be kind of Gufay, he can be kind of Mamayne. So how could the Rif say by a Yid in Gufay Konei Mamayne like Koshikei? And if we find by a Goy, this Kavachayme is not true. And the Mukyasif leads us by a Kasha on the Rif. How can the Rif make a Kavachayme by Yisrael in Gufay Konei Mamayne like Koshikei? And if we find by a Goy, this Kavachayme is not true, that even though Gufay is Konei Bekesef, Afilu hachi, one cannot be kind of the moment of a guy with kesef, by a guy Rabbi Yechanan holds the kinyan is Meshicha. The third sheet in the Rishonim to explain the Mekar of Rabbi Yechanan, where Rabbi Yechanan know Mois kindness min HaTorah, is the Nemuki Yosef, and it's also the sheet of the Ramban. They explain the Mekar of Rabbi Yechanan as a Svara. being that Rav Kinyanim are done with Kesef, most people are kind of things with Kesef, it's Mistave when the Pasuk says, Ikonami Adam Isacha, the Pasuk discusses there is such a thing as a Kinyan being kind of Mechaveroi, Mistama the Pasuk meant the Kinyan Kesef, being that the Pasuk was Saisim, and Rav Kinyanim are done with Kesef, Mistama the Pasuk was referring to the Kinyan of Kesef, and therefore from there we see Mois Akainis Minatayr. So Akoponim, we have three sheets to explain the Makar for Rabbi Yechanan. Rashi and Achman Bavam Ahmed Beis explains the Makar from Venasana Kesef Ekam Loi. Just like we find by Hektish, the Kinyan is done with the Nesinas Kesef. By Hektish, Moises' kindness. We learn out that who had been by Hedjit, Moises' kindness. And the Rif explained the Makar from Gufa Ekonim and Mainu Lekoshikain. It's a Kavachayme. If one can be kind of the Guf of a person with the Kinyan of Mois, who had been be kind of a Mainu, a Kavachayme, and Gufa Ekonim and Mainu Lekoshikain. It's a Kavachayme that Mois are kindness Minatayr. And the third Chita was the Chita of the Ramban and the Mukhi Yosef. They explained the Makar for Rabbi Yochanan as a Svara. If the Pasuk is Soisim, Ekonomi Adam Isacha, and is Soisim what the Kinyan is, Mistama, the Pasuk is referring to Kinyan Kesef, being that Rav Kinyanim are done with Kesef, we could assume that's what the Pasuk was referring to. And from there, Rabbi Yochanan knew that Mois is kindness Minat Torah. In the Etzim Shita, Rabbi Yochanan, that Dvar Torah Mois are kindness and Mipneima, Omru Mashicha is kindness, Exever Shem Yomer Lo Nisufu Chitacha Ba'aliyah. The Achreinim clare, what is this Hakira that Chazal will Iker the Kinyan of Mois? What did Chazal do? What was the takana that they said Mois are not kinda? Did Chazal say that Mois are not kindness bechlal? There is no kinyan happening whatsoever when one gives the kesef. The only kinyan that is kinda now that Chazal will Iker the Kinyan of Mois is the Kinyan of Mashicha. Or do we say that Chazal left the Kinyan Mois in place? Chazal's takana to be Iker the Kinyan Mois was that normally a kinyan is something that is binding. When one makes a Kenyan, he can no longer back out. It's Nigmar, this Nesina, that he wanted to get the sale, that he wanted to sell this Chayfer, so that he wanted to give this Chayfer over Lachaveri. And once the Kenyan is made, he can no longer be Chayzer. Chazal and Misakin, that after the Kenyan of Mois, one can be Chayzer and he can still back out and take back the Chayfer that he was lost on Lachaveri, and the Mecher is not final until a Kenyan Mashiach is done. But Avada calls man that he's not Chayzer, calls man that he does not back out and say that he wants to take back his Chayfer. The Kinyan Mois is still a Kinyan, and the Chayfet is Nikna Lachaveri, it belongs to his friend. The Chsam Seifin, Yerideus, Simin Shin Yodalad, explains this Chakira is a Machlikis, the Balamar and the Machamis. The Balamar and the Machamis in our Sugi have a Machlikis, what is the Aloch if the Chitin were actually Nisraf? The Balamar holds this that we say, the Lekech could back out, and it could be Chayzef in the Mekach, even though he gave the Kesef, because Mois and our Koinis is only calls man, the Chitin are still in existence. Once the chitin are nisaf, if they are nenas and they are destroyed, then the lekech can no longer back out and he's mechuyif to take the hefsid. Once he gave the kesef, he cannot get his kesef back if the chitin were actually nisaf and nenas and now are no longer in the world. Mashenkin, the Ramban is chelek on the Balamor, and the Ramban in the Mechamis holds that if the chitin are nisaf, kol shekin, the lekech could take his money back, being that he was not yet kind of the chitin. And now the Moichir is not giving him the Chitin, the Lekech could be Taver back his money because he gave the money in order to receive Chitin and he never received his Chitin because the Chitin were Nisraf. So Dr. Mochamis, in this case, Avada, the Lekech could back out and be Chayzer and take back his money, being that the Moichir is not giving him the Chitin. So Dr. Chsam Soif, the Machlik is the Balamor, and the Mochamis is telling this Chakir. The Balamor holds that when the Chazal and Misakin, Mois are not kindness, Chazal would never oiker the Kinyan of Mois. Avada the Mois are still kindness. The Takanas Chazal was that the Lekech has a right to back out, even though normally when one makes a Kinyan, he can't be Chayzer, and that's Goymer the Mekach, and the Lekech can no longer be Chayzer. And Chazal was misakin by Mois that the Lekech could be Chayzer, and the Lekech could say, I don't want the Mekach anymore and take back his money. But Zokta Balamor, this that we say, the Lekech could be Chayzer, is only Kol's man, there are still Chitin Ba'ilam. If the chitin are still ba'olam, he could be chayzer and give the chitin back to the moicher and take back the kesef. Mashenkin, if the chitin were nisraf, the lekech cannot be chayzer because he doesn't have chitin to give back to the moicher and say, take back your chitin and I want to take back the mois. So therefore, if the lekech doesn't have chitin to give back to the moicher, the lekech can't be chayzer anymore. But the sheet of the Balamor is based on this, that the kinyan was done and the chitin belonged to the lekech and the mois belonged to the moicher. Only the lekech has a right to be chayzer. The way to be chayzer is to return the chitin. If the chitin were nisav, Dr. Balamor, then the lekech can't be chayzer anymore, and the moicher is allowed to keep the money. Mashenkin, the Ramban holds that if they are nisav, kol shekein, the lekech could be chayzer, because the Ramban holds that Chazal will oiker completely the kinyan of mois, and therefore the chitin belong to the moicher. So when the chitin are nisav, it's the chitin of the moicher that are nisav. Memela, the lekech could back out, because the lekech gave kesef in order to receive the chitin, and the lekech never received the chitin. Memela, when the chitin on nisraf, to lekeach could tell the meicher, if you're not going to give me the chitin, being that the nisraf, he has to return the money. The only reason why he gave the kesef was in order to return the chitin, and now the meicher is not giving the lekeach the chitin, therefore it's a koshikin in such a case, the lekeach could be chayzer and take back his money. It's mashma from Rashi, that Rashi holds like the sheet of the Baal Amor. Rashi and Daf Mem Vavam obeys the Remasel Gzeira Shema when he explains the Gzeira of why Chazal will ikka the Kinyan Mois. Being that they were Choshish Gzeira Shema Yayma the Moicha Nisifu Chitacha Baaliyah, therefore Chazal will ikka the Kinyan Mois. And Rashi explains, how does it help this the Chazal will ikka the Kinyan Mois? Being the Chazal will misakin that the Lekech and the Moicha could be Choshir, cause Man of Mashiach was not done, therefore the Moicha will save the Chitin from the Dleika. Because the Moicha knows that if the Chitin will go up in value, he will be able to resell these Chitin at a higher value. So therefore, go save the Chitin from the Dleika in order that if it goes up in value on that side, he'll be able to be Chayzer and sell it for the higher value. It's Kedai for him to save it. L'chay, Rashi is difficult to understand. Why didn't Rashi explain this to Chazawa Mahani with the Akira of the Kinyan Mois to save such a Chshash of Shemayim and Nisifu Chitecha Ba'aliyah Kipshutai? If the Chitin will be Nisaf, the Lekech will be Chayzer and the Lekech will take back his money and the Moicha is going to have a Hefzit. So therefore, the Moicha is going to save the Chitin from the Dleika because he knows if it gets burnt, the Lekech can be Chayzer from the Mekach. It's Mavua from Rashi. This that Rashi explained the entire Takana was that the Moicha is going to save it because Al Atzad, that if it goes up in value, he's going to be able to resell it at the higher value. It's Mavua Rashi shows like the Sheet of the Baal Amor. If the Chitin would actually be Nisraf, the Lekech can't be Chayzer. So Rashi can't explain the Chazal with Mahani B'Takanosim to be Oikah the Kinyan Mois, that the Lekech could be Chayzer after the Seifas Achitin, therefore the Moicha is going to go save it in order to make sure he doesn't have a Hefzid. Because it's Lefi the Baal Amor, the Lekech can't be Chayzer once it's Nisraf. It's only Kodim Shen Nisraf that the Lekech can be Chayzer. So Rashi has to explain, how did Chazal help by this that they were Oikah the Kinyan Mois? Being that the Moicha knows that if it's Nisyakir, it goes up in value, he'll be able to resell it at a higher value. When a Dleika breaks out, the Moicha will go save the Chitin from the Dleika, and I day this, Chazal and Misakin, that it won't come to a problem, that the Moicha will tell the Lekech, Nisifu Chitacha Baliyah, and the Lekech will have a Hefzid. The Mashmoyes of Rashi and Arasugya also goes the Shitase on Daf Mevavah and Beis, that he holds like the Sheet of the Baal Amor. Rashi, when explaining the memory of Evchista said, Kederich Shetiknu Mashicha B'Moichin, just like Chazal and Misakin, Meshicha by the Moicha, that the Moicha could be Chayzer from the Mekach, Kozman de Lekech didn't do a Meshicha, Kach Tiknu Meshicha by Lekuches, so too Chazal and Mesakin, the Takon of Meshicha by Lekech, that the Lekech can be Chayzer, Kozman, he didn't make a Kinyan of Meshicha, even though he already gave the Mois, the Lekech can be Chayzer, Kozman, he didn't make a Meshicha yet on the Chayfetz. And Rashi explained that the Bemaskel Kach Tiknu Chachom Meshicha le Lekech, that Chazal and Mesakin also the Lekech could be Chayzer. The kol shekein ki mukmis lachazar nami, if they're going to put it in the reshus of the lekech, also that the lekech can be choyze, I day this, the moichel will be tarach matzel and save the chitin from the dleika when a fire breaks out. And Rashi explains, why will the moichel be matzel? Shem yira lekech dleika ba. The moichel is afraid that if the lekech sees a dleika ba, he sees a fire coming, the lekech will say chizrani bi. And being that the Moichir has this, he's also afraid. Not only he has this cheshbon of Rashi and above him base, that if it's Nisyaker, he can sell it at the higher value, but he's also afraid that the Lekech will see the fire coming. And if he's Yira at Lake of Bar, the Lekech will say Chizani be, therefore the Moichir will be Terech and Matzal and save the Chitin b'makom a fire breaks out. The Mashmoyis of Rashi is that this that the Moichir is afraid is Dafka, that the Lekech will see at Lake of Bar, will see the fire coming. It's only that he'll see the fire coming before it's actually burnt, then the lekech can be chayzer, and in such a case the moich will have a hefzid. But it's mashma, achashen nisraf, the lekech cannot be chayzer, therefore the moich is only afraid that the lekech will see it before it gets burnt. Rashi does not say that the lekech will see it already burnt and then be chayzer, and therefore the moich will be tarach matzel. It's mashma, Rashi is going to shitasa, like the sheet of the Baal Amor, that b'mokim that it's nisraf, if the chayfetz is already burnt, in such a case the lekech can't be chayzer anymore, and then the hefzid is ishal lekech. The entire takana of Shema Yemu, of being Oike the Kinyan Mois, Shema Yemu Nisifu Chitecha Baaliyah, was only that the Lekech can be Chayzer before it's burnt up, and Lekech can give back the Chitin to the Moicher and take back his money, like we explained, because Avad the Chazal never said the Mois are not Kainis Bechlal. The Mois are Kainis, only if the Chazal allowed that the Lekech can be Chayzer and he can give back the Chitin and take back the money from the Moicher. Al Kaponim, we said over the Chakir of the Achronim in explaining this that Chazal will oiker the Kinyan of Mois, or leave it there Beichanon, will Chazal oiker that Mois are not Koine Bechlal, or did Chazal say that Avada the Mois are still Koine, so only they allowed a Mokum for the Lekech and the Moicha to be Choyze, because Man of Mashiach wasn't done yet, but Avada the Mois create an actual Kinyan until the Chazar. We said over the Chassam Sefer and Chuvan, Yerideus, and Chin Yadal, says this is the Machlekes, the Baal Amor, and the Machamis, and our Sugya. The Balamor, the Mechames, have a machlokes. What is the halacha of the chitin actually nisraf? The Balamor holds that the lekeach cannot be chayzer after the chitin on nisraf, and the Mechames holds kol shekain if the chitin on nisraf and the meicher is not giving the chitin to the lekeach anymore, that the lekeach can take back his money and be chayzer from the mekach. Dr. Chassam Sefer, they've been chayzer in this machlokes. The Balamor holds that the mekach mois are still kindness and the mekach is chal. Only the meicher and the lekeach have a right to be chayzer. Dr. Balamor, the lekeach only has a right to be chayzer if he's giving back the chitin. He was already kind of the chitin. He can give back the chitin to the meicher and take back the kesef from the meicher. But it's only if the chitin are still ba'ilum that the lekeach can be chayzer. If the chitin were nisaf already, then the lekeach cannot be chayzer from the mekach and the hefzer will be shalal lekeach. The Ramban holds that Chazal will oikir in gans in the kinyan of mois, that he's not kind of bechlal. I day the mois, he's not kind of the chayfetz bechlal. Therefore, the Ramban holds if the chitin were actually nisaf and the meicher is no longer giving chitin to the lekeach, Koshkin Lekech can take back his money. He gave money, that's the Gechitin. Now that the Chitin are Nisaf and the Meicher is not giving him the Chitin, it's Koshkin that Lekech can be Chayzer and take back his Kesef from the Meicher. We said over that Shitas Rashi is Mashma like the Balamor. Rashi and Dap Membov and Beis explains this that Chazawa Mahani Bitaka Nosam, they were Oiker the Kinyan Mois. Had they fixed the problem of Shemayemur Nisafu Chitacha Baliyah, Rashi explained that the Meicher will go save the Chitin from the Dleika because he knows that if the Chitin go up in value, he'll be able to sell it at a higher price. And Rashi didn't explain Kipshutei that if the chitin will get burnt, the lekeach is going to be chayzer. It's mashma from Rashi that the lekeach cannot be chayzer once it's burnt, and therefore the only way Chazal Mahani v'taka nosam was this, that the meicher will be tarachu matzel if he sees a fire coming, because he knows that he can gain. If it's nesyaka, he'll be able to sell it at a higher price. And we said also that's the mashmoyus of Rashi in our sugi de v'masfal kach tiknu meshicha lelekeach, that the meicher is afraid in yira lekeach leiko bo. If he sees the fire coming, the lekeach will say chazani be. It's mashma dafka if he sees the fire coming. But if it's already nisraf, then the lekeach cannot be chayzer, like the sheet of the Balamor, that once the chitna already nisraf, then the lekeach can no longer be chayzer. Taisis now sugi de v'masfal nisrafu chitecha ba'aliyah brings the kasha of the Rivon. The Rivon asks, even though Rabbi Yechanan says that Chazal were chayshish, that the meicher will say nisrafu chitecha ba'aliyah, and therefore they were oiker the kinyan mois, why is it that Chazal to be completely oiker the kinyan mois? Why couldn't Chazal be misakin that one has to do two things? He has to do the kinyan mois, which is the kinyan midaraisa, and he also has to do the kinyan meshicha, which is the kinyan midarabanan. Why would Chazal completely oiker this, that one needs to do kinyan mois in order to be kinyan min ha-Torah? And Rivon answers that if Chazal would say one has to do two things, he has to first of all do the kinyan mois min ha-Torah and also do the kinyan meshicha, which is the kinyan midarabanan, it comes out when the lekeach is meshich the chayfetz and takes the chayfetz to his house and did not yet pay the money, there's a chash that the lekeach might come to tell the meicher nisafu chitacha ba'aliyah. If a dleika would break out in beis ha-lekeach, the lekeach will not save the chayfetz, being that it still belongs to the meicher because the lekeach did not yet give the mois and he was not yet kind of the chayfetz, and we are afraid that the lekeach might tell the meicher nisafu chitacha ba'aliyah. So therefore Chazal and Masak and the meshicha alone is kind of, and it will oiku completely the kinyan mois, which is min ha-Torah. Taisus and Eruvin and Daf Pe'alah from Adbez is Mayrach more on this kasha of the Rivon. First, Taisus brings a second teretz to this kasha. The Re answers this that Chazal were not Mesakin, the one has to do two things, the Kinyan Mois, Min HaTorah, and the Kinyan Meshicha, which is the Kinyan Midrabanan, is because of a Takana Sashuk. They did not want to be Matriach people every time they were Koyin HaChayfetz to have to make two Maisa Kinyan. Therefore, Chazal said they were Oiker completely the Kinyan Mois, Min HaTorah, and they said that Meshicha is Koyin completely because they wanted a person to be able to make Koyin things easily with one Maisa Kinyan. A person should be able to be Koyin HaChayfetz from his friend, and this way there will be a Takana Sashuk, will be easier for people to buy and sell Chafetzim. Taisus then asks a question. Now, also the Chazal oiker the kinyan of mois, and Chazal mesak and the meshicha is what's koinim in haTorah. Comes out if the lekeach pays the meicher for the chayfetz, and the lekeach was not yet meishich the chayfetz. There is a chash that the meicher will tell the lekeach nisafu moisecha ba'aliyah. The meicher is going to tell the lekeach the mois which the lekeach gave to the meicher, and the meicher was not yet koinah. If a dleika breaks out, the meicher will not save the money, and the meicher will tell the lekeach nisafu moisecha ba'aliyah. So why is it that Chazal were only choishish that the meicher will tell the lekeach nisafu chitacha ba'aliyah, and they were not choishish when the lekeach gives the meicher the money that the meicher will tell the lekeach nisafu moisecha ba'aliyah? L'chayyur, this kasha of Tosfos, why weren't Chazal choishish for nisafu moisecha ba'aliyah, is only a kasha Tosfos l'shitasai. Tosfos now, sugi de remaschal i'amit b'shlom, is mavur that he holds like the sheet of the Ramban. And Tosfos holds that filuf the chayfetz is nisraf, also the lekeach can be chayzer achar the fact that it was nisraf, and he could say he wants back his money, being that the chayfetz was now nisraf. Now I know that Tosfos holds like the shita Ramban, that when Chazal were oiker the kinyan mois, they said the mois are not kinyan bechlal, not like the Balamor, that there is a kinyan Only Chazal said that the Lekech can still back out even after the Kinyan was made. Only Chazal will oiken completely the Kinyan Mois, and now Mois and Akoina Bechlal, the only thing that is Koina Chepetz, is the Kinyan of Mashiach. Therefore, Tosfos says Akasha, just like Chazal will choshish for Nisifu Chitecha Ba'aliyah, that the Moichah will tell the Lekech Nisifu Chitecha Ba'aliyah, so too when the Lekech gives the Moichah the Mois, and the Moichah was not Koina the Mois Bechlal, there's a chashash that the Moichah will tell the Lekech Nisifu Moisecha Ba'aliyah. But according to the sheet of the Baal Amor and the sheet of Rashi, that Be'emes Mois Akoinis, only the Lekech has a right to be Chayzer, and the Moichah has a right to be Chayzer until the Kinyan of Mashiach is done. But Kozman, nobody is Chayzer, there is a Kinyan. So it comes out when the Lekech gives the Moichah the Mois, even though he was not yet Moshech the Chayfetz, the Moichah now owns the money. So there's no Cheshash that the Moichah will tell the Lekech, Nisufu Moisecha Ba'aliyah. The entire Cheshash was on the Chitin, when the Lekech gives the Moichah the money, and the Lekech was kind of the Chitin. Now there are chitin that belong to the lekech b'yad ha-moicher. In such a case, Chazal v'choshesh, being that the chitin belong to the lekech, the moicher will not bother saving the chitin, and the moicher will tell the lekech, nisifu chitecha ba'aliyah. But in the case when the lekech gives the moicher the mois, and the moicher is koine the money, now that the moicher was koine the money, and the lekech was not yet moishech the chayfetz, therefore the moicher and the lekech both have a right to back out. But midaraisa right now, and afilu midarabanan, the moicher owns the money, with the right that if he wants, he can give the money back and back out of the mekach. In such a case, there is no cheshash that a person won't save his own money just because he has a right to be chayzer from this, that the money is his, and give it back to the lekech, and keep the chayfetz. Even if a person has a right to be chayzer from the mekach, being that the money, lamaisa, is his money, we're not chayshish, a person is not going to save his own money just because he has a right to be chayzer from the mekach. So being that according to Rashi and the Baal Amor, B'shas the Lekech gives the Moicher the money, the Moicher actually owns the money, only the Moicher has a right if he wants to return the money to the Lekech and be Chayzef in the Mekach, in such a case there is no Chashash that he will say Nisifu Moisecha Ba'aliyah. So according to Rashi and the Baal Amor, it will not be Shver Tosfos Kash and Erevin, why weren't Chazal Chayshish, just like they were Chayshish Nisifu Chitecha Ba'aliyah, they should also be Chayshish that if Mois are not Kainis, that the Moicher will tell the Lekech Nisifu Moisecha Ba'aliyah. Being that Rashi and the Baal Amor hold that the Moichah owns the money on a person's own chafetzim, even though he has a right to be chayzer, we're not chayshish that he will not save them just because he has a right to be chayzer.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.